South Africa's 2019 national elections is to take place in a few days, and from now till that period, many people are still left undecided as to which party to exactly vote for. To make that process easier for our listenership and for the electorate, we have arranged a number of debates, we have arranged a number of interviews and a series of educational lectures and also information-based pieces to educate our listeners and also to make them decide which party to actually vote for. Now, this afternoon, keeping that in mind, we had two parties. We had the IFP and the NFP arranged for this particular slot. But however, the IFP's Les Govender has not respected the time and has not availed himself for the interview. Therefore, we are only left to speak this afternoon with the NFP. And we've got Happy Kuzuwayo, who is representing the party. Happy, thank you very much for your time, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you so much, and thank you for calling me this day so that I can be able to talk about the party, which is led by the only woman, the African woman in the South Africa entirely, Vizet Ramaphosa Mcebe, the Honorable President, Her Excellency.
Mm-hmm. It would have been nice to put you up with the IFP, both in KZN, and do a comparison and, debate on a few issues. But unfortunately, the IFP have not respected the commitment and they have not come on air. Let's continue with the interview. Looking at your manifesto, you spoke on a number of issues. Let's talk about the land issue. What is your stance in this regard?
The NFP is very clear on the issue of land. We are saying the land must be given to everyone in South Africa who deserves it, but those people need to be held in hand by those who have an experience to work on it, because we have seen a number of land being given to people without experience. But we are not saying the land must be taken without the consent of those who have it, but there must be a mutual understanding so that they'll be able to hold them with hand to assist them to understand how to work on the land so that it benefits the community they live into.
Mm-hmm. And one of the other issues that you also raised in your manifesto is the death penalty for people who are caught for example, in the case of rape, murder, yes, and also abuse of children, etc. Tell us, how far has this reached, and have you got any success in this regard?
I wouldn't say we have reached a success on it, but we have debated and we have put motions in Parliament, especially in KwaZulu-Natal Parliament. We have put a motion to be debated on the issue of death penalty and on serious cases like the one you've mentioned on rape specifically. But you'll remember, if you did follow, in 2012, the women's movement, which I'm leading in KwaZulu-Natal, we did state in our statement that we will really appreciate if the government can introduce a new punishment where those who are raping women and children can be injected so that they will never, ever, ever again get erections, because you will find that the rapist, if he has raped, he will continue raping. Even we'll find that the rapist find himself even raping the elder people. We said we'll appreciate the government in question to introduce a new punishment to those who are raping kids and women and even the elder, if they are found guilty without any hesitation, to be injected so that they don't get any erection ever again. Because we believe that if you have raped a children or whoever, you have killed that person entirely. But as the NFP, we are saying that death penalty, if it is introduced, we need to have an understanding. We need to make sure that we consult with the people at large so that it will stop the people from raping and even killing one another. We're not saying that death penalty must just be introduced, but there must be some processes to be followed so that it is also done in a proper way, not to harm those who are accused, because you'll find that other people are accused, and if they're accused at a later stage, the person who has done that comes up and say, I did that. But we want to say there must be a waiting period to a death penalty, not to just say, because we are found guilty now, and then tomorrow you are hanged, or your life is taken away. There must be some time frame that must be given to that person, so that if the person knows, or if the person at the later stage is found not guilty, then the person is given a death penalty. Why you are saying so? Because we understand that in some instances, at a later stage, those people are found guilty. Some of them, those who have done that, they come up, or the people who have killed that person are found at a later stage, rather than the person who has been found guilty.
Mm-hmm. Happy, looking at the last 5 years compared to the previous election, how has your party fared, and how has your party done in the last few years?
On the issue of how the party has done, we believe that we are doing very well, because in 2014 we were humbled by the confidence that was given to us by the South African, when we received 1.57% vote from them. But we also believe that we did have some setback when we didn't go for elections in 2016, where our performance was not doing well. But by resorting into solving our internal squabbles without court or outside court, we believe that the party is doing well and will be doing well. After the manifesto that we had in the 31st of March, with the number of people that came up with all over, people are busy calling us, and those who had their morale down, they are now happy and they want to go out there. In fact, they are going all out to work, as even in the president today was all over in the area of Mkanyagute canvassing the members, and because it is the people who are calling the president now. It is not the president who is calling the rally so that the people come and see her. It is the people who are calling the president and the leadership at large, because they are happy about what they have seen on the 31st of March in our manifesto, and they are happy that the manifesto itself is speaking their voice. As we are saying, the NFP is the future and is the choice, and it is a voice of the people.
Are you confident enough to take the upcoming elections, specifically in KwaZulu-Natal, where you have got a strong following, Happy?
Yes, I will confidently say so, because we have seen that the other parties that are also busy campaigning, they are having their problems and they are failing to sort them the way we have sort ourselves. And we know that we have received a number of calls, and people are saying they're going to vote for us in KwaZulu-Natal, and they are not happy about their parties, how they do things, especially with all some of the parties that are new, and they've been seen as if they are going to do better. But we now know that it is not as good as you see their outside appearances. Their inside is not doing very well. So we are confident that even if we are not going to take up the KwaZulu-Natal, but our seats are going to grow from the number that we had, the six of the seats that we had. We are looking at having 10 seats if the people, what they are saying to us, it is going to happen.
Happy, thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated on Radio Islam International.
Thank you so much for calling the NFP. All that we want to say to the people is that the absence of the NFP in the area of KwaZulu-Natal has seen all other municipalities in KwaZulu-Natal going under administration, because the absence of the NFP is the absence of the service delivery. We are saying, as the NFP, we want to give power back to you. So for you to get that power back to you, vote for the NFP in May 8 in 2019. We are looking forward in serving you all over KwaZulu-Natal and South Africa at large.
Thank you very much, Happy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.